at the Lloyd Kenningwell, because we're looking forward to seeing Esther LaRocca, his flying mare, resume in the car line on Saturday. She ran so well in the race last year. How are you, Lloyd?
I'm good, Michael.
That's good. How is Esther? Is she as good as she was first up last year?
Yeah, look, she's going good. Like, I can't fault her. She's pretty cruisy horse to train. She spelled up in Queensland in the warmer climate, which was good after her win. And she's come down in terrific order and just probably had to fine-tune a couple of nice little gallops into her when we could. Obviously, it's been waterlogged down here at Cranbourne, so it's been a little bit difficult. But I think she'll run well. We've just obviously got to see the final field and where we draw.
Well, she loves the valley. She flies first up, and she can get through the wet. So she ticks a lot of boxes on Saturday.
Yeah, look, she does. I personally feel that she's probably better on top of the ground. Those fast horses that sort of can run time and get horses off the bit usually are better on top of the ground and sort of through it for mine, but she obviously has one on soft tracks, but it'll be what will be on Saturday. It'll obviously be juicy enough, I would think, and hopefully she can run well.
Do you run Meridius as well in the Mackenzie?
No, he'll wait another fortnight. He'll go around at Moonee Valley in 2 weeks in a colt and gelding three-year-old.
Okay, he was really good winning at Sale last start. What about today? Have you got a winner for us then at Cranbourne? Roaring Miss goes around in race number three.
Yeah, look, let's hope so. She's a nice filly, daughter of Sione. She's well-bred. Gets through the going, no problems, so that shouldn't be an issue. She trialled really well last week, just needed it in the trial, so I'm glad I give her a nice trial. Jai rode her, and he was pretty keen to stick with her. So hopefully the proof's in the pudding with him sticking with it, a rider winner for us today.
Yeah, we should be up on speed today, do you think, or just off the speed?
Yeah, I'll leave it up to Jai. She naturally puts herself there, so I wouldn't think she'll be going back, that's for sure, and hopefully he can just put her in a good spot, a winning position, and hopefully she can get the chocolate.
Yeah, well, she is the favourite. The punters are on your side today. She's around about $2.30 in race number three. We are building up to the spring. Esther LaRocca, we get to see as we spoke about. Is there anything else from the stable you're excited about for the carnival?
There's a few there that probably haven't stepped out yet. There's been a few nice horses trialled in the last few weeks, and obviously Meridius is a nice horse that's come through. He's an extreme choice colt, so he'll obviously kick his campaign off in a fortnight. And I think there's a few there that just sort of, they've got to put their hand up. It's sink or swim this time of year, so if they can put their hand up, it'll be great.
You've got one entered on Thursday. Is this one of these nice ones that we get to see make its debut at Echuca? How do you say its name?
Themyscira.
Themyscira.
I didn't name that one. yeah, look, she's a nice enough filly. I'm an invincible filly, and probably drawn a bit wide, but at the same time, it looks a really nice maiden for her. And I think there's probably a few others in there. No easy maidens this time of year, but she trialled up really well last week, and I'd expect her to go to the race and be pretty competitive tomorrow.
Good on you, Lloyd. Good luck over the week.
Thanks, Michael.